This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Coy. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. Happy winter to you.
Well, it has sure set in. I tell you, the snow and the cold air, it is wintertime indeed.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. I wish it would hang around for a little bit longer. But
we were fortunate to get away with some pretty warm temperatures for a long time, but it's catching up with us now.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Bowling, and let me just again say the phone number at 977-1070 if you folks have a comment or a question for Lieutenant Governor Bowling. What in the world is going on in the Virginia Senate? You've been making headlines over there. Explain to us what happened and what's happening now.
Well, with respect to the transportation issue.
Right.
Well, we had, I think the Senate took a position last week that over the weekend it reconsidered, and I think that's a good thing. You know, the Republican compromise bill was considered on transportation, was considered by the Senate's Committee on Finance last Thursday or Friday, and unfortunately the committee chose to reject the compromise bill and in its place go back to the policies they had pursued in the past, which was simply proposing significant statewide and regional tax increases, general tax increases for transportation. And while that certainly has been the position of the Senate for some time, the fact of the matter is that position has no chance of survival in the House of Delegates. And what the Republican compromise bill was trying to do, for better or worse, was find some middle ground where we might be able to get 21 votes in the Senate and 51 votes in the House of Delegates. So the Senate passed their own version of a transportation bill on Thursday or Friday of last week. It became apparent over the weekend that there were some parliamentary problems with that bill. The Senate transportation bill was placed on top of a much more narrowly drawn bill that had been offered by Senator Russ Potts from Winchester. And frankly, when that bill came for a vote in the Senate on Tuesday, I was prepared to rule that bill out of order because of its parliamentary deficiencies. And because of that, the Senate rightfully chose to recommit that bill to the committee, to the Senate's Committee on Finance. And the long and the short of all of that rather convoluted course is that the Senate has not passed a transportation bill, but there is a transportation bill coming to us from the House of Delegates, which is the so-called Republican compromise bill. And once it gets over to the Senate and the committee considers it, we'll have to see what action they choose to take on it at that time.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest. One gets the sense that Senator Chichester and Senator Potts perhaps missed a meeting somewhere.
Well, the Senate is very divided right now on the approach that it should take to transportation. You have Senator Chichester and Senator Potts and a couple more Republican senators who have joined with the Democrats to basically say we don't want to use any of our existing resources for transportation. Whatever money we generate for transportation, we want it to be new money that comes from higher fees or higher taxes. And on the other hand, you have Senator Normand and Senator Stolle and the vast majority of the Republican caucus who's supporting the Republican compromise plan. And quite frankly, if those issues came to a vote in the Senate today on which approach to take, it's very possible that could end up being a 2020 type vote, or a 21-19 or 22-18 type vote. So right now I think the House of Delegates is fairly unified on the approach it wants to take to transportation. It has solidly supported the so-called Republican compromise bill, but the Senate is very much divided on the approach that it wants to take. And if we're going to get anything done on transportation, the Senate is going to have to get its act together here in the next week or so.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. So are we to read this that the moderates in the Senate perhaps lost this transportation debate that has been raging now for years?
Well, I would say that certainly those in the Senate, the Senate position in the past has fairly consistently been We don't want to use any existing revenue resources for transportation. We want higher fees and taxes. And there certainly is a significant division at this point among the members of the Senate in that position. And where we go in the transportation debate from here forward really will, I think, depend on the Senate. If the Senate can line up behind the Republican compromise bill, there's a possibility that we can get something done. If the Senate cannot come to a consensus of support for the compromise bill, or if the Senate continues to support simply higher statewide taxes and fees, then there's very little chance that we can get something done. So I don't want to say that anyone has won or lost the debate at this point, but I think at this point it's clear that the House is solidly in support of the Republican compromise bill, and there is a significant division among the members of the Senate as to the approach that they want to take.
The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Ron, I'm sorry we lost you. Give us a call back, 977-1070, and we'll put you right through with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. Is there a possibility that Governor Kaine could perhaps bring a plan to the table at the last minute?
Yeah, there is that possibility. There actually are two possibilities, Coy. One is that the governor could reintroduce a transportation bill of his own, and that could occur at any point during the legislative session. Of course, the other possibility to keep in mind is that regardless of what bill might pass, if any bill passes the General Assembly, once that bill reaches the governor's desk, then the governor has an unlimited ability to amend that bill, including sending it back down to the floor of the House and the Senate with an entirely new substitute or an entirely new version of a transportation bill. So if he chooses to weigh in any further than he already has, he could do that at any point during the legislative session, or in fact he could wait and do that during the reconvened session in April if there is a transportation bill that passes the General Assembly. But right now, I think that's a 50-50 shot at best.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, our guest. Ron is on the line in Scottsville. Ron, thanks for the call.
Sure. I just wanted to ask the Lieutenant Governor if an idea had been batted around that certainly only a small piece of the solution of the problem, especially for Northern Virginia. I spent a lot of time driving up there. But in California, in their HOV lanes, and certain ones, they charge a toll, and then the toll increases during rush hour so that the more difficult the traffic situation, the more it costs to take advantage of the HOV lanes. In fact, I think you can actually pay to drive in them even if you're not HOV2 if you pay a significant amount, and it seems to be working from what I hear, at least in the San Diego area. I just wondered if that's been looked at all for Northern Virginia.
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron, and the answer to your question is yes, that is being looked at. Those are called hot lanes, and a lot of the new construction proposals that are on the table specifically in Northern Virginia, for instance, the widening of I-66, the proposed extension of HOV lanes south of Prince William County to Fredericksburg. A lot of those projects, I think you will find, are in fact hot lane type projects where if you want to use those lanes, you pay to use those lanes. And if you don't want to pay to use those lanes and perhaps be able to move a little faster, then you just drive in the other lanes, which would remain toll free. And lots of places across the country have had success with hot lanes. That's one of the alternatives we're looking at for Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. And, Coy, let me also add, you know, one of the things about the Republican compromise transportation bill, and I will be candid to say there are parts of that bill that I like and parts of that bill that I don't like.
Yeah, there's a few taxes in there that folks might want to know about, especially
down
in Hampton
absolutely.
Roads.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not a perfect bill by any stretch of the imagination, and there are parts of that bill that I would like to see changed in some way before it comes to final passage. But one of the things about the bill that I think is good is that in addition to focusing on the funding question, you know, how do we get more money for the Transportation Trust Fund and highway construction projects in Virginia, that bill does two other important things. One is it has a series of proposals that are designed to inform, enhance efficiency within the Department of Transportation to make sure that our transportation dollars are being spent more wisely, that projects are coming in on time and on budget. And then secondly, it has a series of very good recommendations that will help us do a better job coordinating land use planning in rapidly growing areas of our state with transportation planning, because right now there is a disconnect between local governments who have the responsibility for land use planning and state government who has the responsibility for transportation planning.
We're going to have to cut it there. Thank you, sir. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling of the Commonwealth of Virginia, we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Coy. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.